yes, 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 yes. Journey. Stone in Love. A lot of tracks from today's show have sort of been scattered across tabs that I've had open and bookmarks and saves and whatever. So taking the time to consolidate them a little and air them out quite literally. Coming in beneath us, we're listening to Velvet After Demise with Forever Tonight. And before that was obviously Journey. Before that, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Bottled in Cork. And before that, Space Scraper by Toshiki Kadomatsu. And the aforementioned consolidation is why, even more so than usual, the show is a little sonically haphazard, we'll say. But that's what you're all here for, isn't it? That's what I'm here for anyway, so. Thanks for listening. It's 7 p.m. if you're listening live and local. You're listening to CFRC. Listen to Static, and I'm your host, Mikey, also the DJ, third place. Here for another hour.
There's nothing left to do.
Jester by Piper Mario off of their most recent EP. Bobog Sack Sila with the track Jester. Before that, New Big Brave out on Thrill Jockey, In Griefer, In Hope is the record, and the track was What May Be the Kindest Way to Leave. Before that, one of the aforementioned consolidation tracks, tracks that sort of been floating around that I had saved and set aside, we heard Margot, and the title is actually in, I'm going to assume it's Greek. It looks like Coptic, it sounds like Coptic, so it quacks like Coptic, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to assume it's Greek. That's how it goes, typically. The artist is Zislaw Beksinski, or rather, that was just the artwork. Artist is Margot, and this one was another poached NTS track. I'm wondering if it is just that person, and they just put it out on YouTube. But who knows? Beneath us at the moment, Azera with La Espera, and we're gonna keep humming, grooving, and dancing along. Keep it locked.
Kaiser Worldwide, bitch.
Continuing the theme of being even more scattered than usual, we just heard Eject Plus Channel, and that was by Kaizo Slumber. Before that, we heard Rip Groove by Double 99. And before that, we heard Piano Theme, Mike Cotton. That's off of Rhythms of the Pacific, a compilation of Pacific Records, I think. Pacific Records, Pacific Sounds, West Coast dance label, electronic music, that sort of thing. And this one at the moment, the absolute evil genius, the madman, Max brandishing his Death Kneel moniker with Remembering Well. Students of Decay is the record. Students of Decay is the record label. Max is on tour, along with Nimi Amy. Be sure to catch both of them alongside Lucas Abella, also known as Justice Yeldum, also known as the guy who chews glass with contact mics on it and does really, really awful stuff. I'm playing a show with them next month. I'm playing a show with them this month? I'm playing a show with them in 2 weeks. I'm playing a show with them June 24th. So, that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Anyway, a couple more tracks to close out the show. Thanks for your time and attention, as always. This one's a doozy, so strap in. Thank you.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where